to you again.
很高兴今天又跟你们在一起。
I was surprised to find out from Michelle that it was the first Sunday in your new building.
我从 Michelle 那里知道这是你们在一个新聚会的第一个主日。
So I'm very excited for the new space God has given you to worship them in.
为了神所赐给你们新的聚会地方，我很兴奋。
I'd like to speak about new beginnings this morning.
今天早晨我要跟你们分享一个题目，就是一个新的开始。
And it seems somewhat appropriate with your new building.
面对一个新的聚会地点，这个题目似乎很好。
And as we've entered into a new year, or I guess the new Chinese year will soon be here.
当我们进入一个新的中国年的时候，这是很好的题目。
I truly praise God for the way He breaks up our years into months and months into weeks.
我真的很感谢神，他将我们一生分成年、月、周。
I'm sure you appreciate too how the sun rises every morning gives you another opportunity.
就好像每天早晨我们睁开眼，新的日出，我们心中充满了感谢，又是一个新的一天。
Sometimes it's good to forget yesterday and leave it back there. Amen.
有的时候是能够将昨日弃置于背后是很好的，不是吗？
The word that I want to share with you this morning.
今天早晨我想与您分享的。
It's just a little bit of the reflection of my own personal journey.
是我自己个人生命旅程的一些的回应，回顾。
Me and my wife and family.
我的太太和我的家庭。
Have been kind of going through a time of transition, new things.
正在经过一个转变的时期，进入新的事物。
And in this time of transition and change,
在这个改变的过程，
the Lord has been reminding me of some important spiritual lessons.
神教导我一些非常重要属灵的功课。
As we look forward to the new things God has for us,
当我们往前看神所为我们预备的新事的时候。
It seems that there's oftentimes many temptations to look back.
但是常常我们会有遇见一个试探，就是想回头看。
Telephone calls.
有时候你接到一个电话。
Old letters or emails.
或者收到一些 email 或者收到信。
Some object. There seems to be many opportunities to turn around and look back in the past.
好像很多事情都让我们有一个机会回头看我们的过去。
But yet it's very difficult to move forward when you're looking back over your shoulder.
但当你不断地回头看的时候是很难继续往前的，不是吗？
So I have been reflecting on Genesis 19.
所以我一直在默想这段经文，创世纪十九章。
And the story of how God viewed Lot and his family out of a desperate situation.
这一段讲到说神如何拯救罗德和他的一家逃离那个要灭亡的地方。
Well, let me pray over the word of God.
让我们先一起祷告。
Lord, we are grateful for your love and your mercy.
就为着你的慈爱怜悯，我们充满了感激。
That you guide our steps.
你引导我们的脚步。
That you break up time into new beginnings.
你将时间分开，好叫我们能够有一个新的开始。
New opportunities.
新的开始，新的机会。
And in your grace and mercy.
在你的怜悯，在你的恩惠里，
you love to give us the opportunity to start over fresh.
你总是给我们新的机会，重新开始。
Lord, I pray for this congregation.
主啊，我为着这一会众祷告。
I pray for all of us, Lord.
我为我们所有的人祷告。
That you would encourage our heart.
你鼓励我们。
That you would stir faith and anticipation.
你将信心和期待在我们里面激励起来。
Of new things.
让我们期盼新的事
a new season,
一个新的季节
good things, God,
好的事情要开始
your goodness and mercy,
你的美善你的怜悯
yes, Lord, just to stimulate encouragement,
主在我们当中激起你的勇气来
and help us to press into you,
帮助我们可以向着你前进
in Jesus' name,
奉主的名祷告
Amen, Amen.Well, the story of Lot and his family being rescued.
这里罗德和他全家受被拯救的故事。
As it is explained in Genesis 19.
就像在创世纪十九章所说的。
Is talks and discusses about the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah.
这里讲到这两个城，索多玛、俄摩拉将要被审判。
And the sin of Sodom.
而索多玛他的罪恶。
But my intention is not to draw special attention to that part of the story. That's another sermon. But rather to focus on the fact that God was trying to bring Sodom and his family into a new place. That in God's mercy, he was giving them a second chance, another opportunity. So let's start in verse 15. When the morning dawned,
天明了,
the angels
heard, 起来带着你的妻子和你在这里的两个女儿出去免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭
When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city.
第十五节天明了天使吹逼罗德说起来带着你的妻子 和你在这里两个女儿出去, 免得你因这城里的罪恶同被剿灭。
I enjoy the fact of the beautiful sunrise this morning.
我实在很喜欢在南加州的阳光。
A brand new day, filled with all kind of new opportunities. Amen.
一个新的一天充满了各样新的机会，不是吗？
This was could be compared to the situation in verse 15.
可不可以把今天的天气跟这十五节来相比呢?
A brand new day dawned in the morning.
天明了, 早晨来到了, 一个新的一天。
The angels urged Lot and his family to hurry.
天使催逼罗德说, 起来。
To hurry up and move in the direction God is calling them.
起来, 带着你的家人, 到神要你去的地方。
But I want you to notice that this was not just a message to Lot.
这不只是给罗德的一个信息。
It was a call to Lot and his family and his children.
是给罗德他的家人所有他全家人的信息。
God has created family, amen?
神创造了家庭，不是吗？
God has put men and women together to build families.
神把男人女人放在一起创造了家庭。
He's blessed us with children, amen?
而且祝福他们赐给他们儿女。
And when God wants to do something fresh in our lives as individuals,
所以当神在我们个人的生命做一件新事的时候,
when God wants to bless you as an individual,
神要祝福你个人的时候,
I believe it is God's perfect will that He bless your whole family.
我相信神的旨意是包括你整个家庭的。
Now, not at all times is everybody ready to go and move with God, amen?
很多时候不是我们全家都预备好了要跟神往前，不是吗？
But I believe it is God's perfect will to bless you and your husband and your children.
但是我相信这是神的旨意，要祝福你、你的配偶和你的孩子。
Amen. To bless your parents.
而甚至祝福你的父母。
And so I believe Lot was called to hurry and move, but to bring his family with him.
当罗德被催促往前的时候，他要被提醒到是带着全家走的。
Amen. So as we see God doing new things in our lives,
所以当我们看到神在我们生命中做新的事情的时候,
as God is building faith in our heart to look for new things in our lives,
或者神激动我们在里面激励我们的信心，让我们寻找新的事物的时候,
we should also look for His stirring of new things in our family's lives.
我们同时要看他在我们全家的带领的方向是在哪里。
God dealing in our spouse's life.
他怎么样在我的配偶的生命中激励他,
in our children's lives.
在我们儿女的生命中。
Amen. As we pray for strength to move forward into God's new things, we also need to pray for God to give our family strength to move forward. Verse 16. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city.
这里讲到罗德延迟不走，二人因为耶和华连续罗德，就拉着他的手和他妻子的手，并他两个女儿的手，把他们领出来安置在城外。
Praise God for the mercy of God.
哦，为着神的怜悯，我们要感谢神。
When God says move, do we always move?
神说走，我们是不是总是走？
Sometimes we drag our feet.
有的时候我们拖着我们的腿不肯往前。
Sometimes we hesitate.
有时候我们犹豫不前。
And if our being blessed,
如果我们蒙福
always depended on us moving quickly when God said go,
是在乎我们移动有多快，当神说走的时候
there would be many times that we would not be blessed.
那很多时候我们可能就失去了祝福了。
Sometimes God grabs hold of us.
所以神有时候拉着我们的手。
And helps us do what we are hesitant to do.
帮助我们做我们犹豫不决的事。
I've seen the Lord do this in many times in my life.
在我生命中主做了好多次这样的事。
I thank the Lord for His mercy.
我感谢神他的怜悯在我身上。
I'm not at all encouraging you to hesitate on what God says to do.
我现在不是要鼓励你们说神说做什么时候你们就要犹豫不前。
But if we are honest, we recognize He helps us obey Him.
但是很多时候我们扪心自问，是神帮助我们顺服他。
So these angels, the Lord picked Lot and his family up and set them outside the city.
所以这些天使呢，就把他们抓着他们的手，把他们带到了城外。
Sometimes when God wants us to move,
有的时候神要我们走的时候。
We hesitate.
我们会犹豫。
And He will crowd us with circumstances.
他就会创造起环境来。
He will make a little bit of, even bring a little bit of adversity into our lives.
甚至让一些好像不顺利的事情发生在我们生命里。
To kind of crowd us in the right direction.
好像为了这样子可以督促我们往正确的方向而去。
To push us outside the city or the place where that we are supposed to be moving away from.
逼着我们离开我们原来所在的地点。
To put a little distance between the past and where we're going.
迫于我们与我们的过去有一个分别。
I believe that's what verse 16 reminds us of.
我想第十六节就提醒我们这样子的作为。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that they said, Escape for your life, do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.
讲到说领他们出来以后就说逃命吧不可回头看也不可在平原站住要往山上逃跑免得你被剿灭。
Escape for your life, do not look behind you.
这里说到逃命吧不可回头看。
Escape for your life, do not look behind you.
逃命吧不可回头看。
Escaping is oftentimes directly connected to not looking back.
在你逃跑的时候常常与一件很重要事有关就是不要回头了。
Getting out of a bad situation or maybe even just a situation we need to leave is oftentimes directly connected to not looking over our shoulder.
要离开一个不好的环境常常我们需要不要再回头看。
Being tempted in any area of your life to look back.
在你生命中你有没有被试探的想要说回头看。
Do you have regret in your life?
你是不是在生命中有叫你后悔的事。
Regret is simply the sorrow that you feel in your heart as you consider the past.
懊悔的就是说当你回头看到过去的事时候你心里产生不安。
I'm not speaking of regret over sin.
我不现在不是讲的为了我们过去所犯的罪而懊悔。
There is an appropriate time to regret our past failures, amen?
因为就的犯罪来说是我们需要有适当的时机来懊悔的。
I'm talking about as God moves you forward, you regret the loss of things or even relationships sometimes.
我现在所说的就是当神带你往前的时候也许你因此有些损失你回头看有会后悔。
The regret that you feel in your heart sometimes be just because things have changed.
你会觉得后悔因为事情改变了。
Change is hard to accept sometimes, isn't it?
有的时候生命中的改变叫我们很难接受，不是吗？
Am I the only one in here that doesn't like change?
我是在座所有人当中不喜欢改变的人吗？唯一的不喜欢改变的人吗？
Oh, some of us are different, aren't we?
有些人是不太一样的，不是吗？
Some always love things to change.
有些人是喜欢新的事物，一直喜欢经历改变。
While others of us love to have things the same.
但是有些人就喜欢事情都不要变。
Day after day after day, we like things the same. I'm kind of like that.
我也就是这样，每一天最好事情都不要变。
I find a favorite restaurant.
我找到一个我喜欢的餐厅。
I'm quite content to eat there day after day after day after day.
我很喜欢天天在那个餐厅里吃饭，每一天都如此。
I have a favorite shirt.
我有一个我最喜欢的衬衫。
I'll wear it day after day after day.
我每一天都穿同一件。
My wife says, "Is it the only shirt you have?"
我太太就说，这是你唯一的一件衣服吗？
But I like things the same sometimes.
但是有的时候我就是喜欢不要改变。
But it is impossible to grow.
但是我们没办法成长。
Without change.
若不经历改变。
growth involves changing.
成长需要经过变化。
We have children.
我们都有孩子。
As they grow,
当他们成长的过程里,
they're 12, 13, 15, 16.
12, 13, 15, 16岁。
Do we make them wear the same clothes they wore when they were 5? How embarrassing that would be. And also, as we grow in our faith, it is not appropriate to wear the clothes that we once wore many years ago. We need to change. Not change in regards to adjust what the Word of God says, but just maturing. Amen? I hope you understand where I'm coming from on that. So he says, do not look back.
所以这里天使对罗德说,
or stay in the plain.
也不可在平原站住。
Lot and his family, they had moved away from the city.
现在罗德和他的全家被带离了他们的所住的城市。
And they were tempted to tarry in the plain, in the low place.
很自然的事情呢,就是想, okay, 那我们移居到附近的平原,比较低的地方去。
Has God ever moved you out of one place?
神有没有把你从一个环境里带出来?
Picked you up, taken you outside of that situation.
把你带离你的环境。
Directed your focus to a new destination.
并且向你指出你将来所要去的方向。
But somehow you hesitated between two places.
但是呢,你看到这两个地点,你心中犹豫不决。
Somewhat stuck between the past, but not quite entering into the future hopes and dreams of God.
好像我还是纪念我的过去,还没有完全预备好进入神所指示我的未来去。
It is not good enough to move away from the place that maybe God has told you to come out of.
如果仅仅是离开神要你离开的地点,那还不够好。
That's good. Amen.
是,
but it's not enough just to hesitate outside of that thing without moving into a new thing.
但是如果是仅仅离开,然后在那个原来的环境之外逗留,
escape for your life, do not look behind, nor stay anywhere in the plain.
所以说,逃命吧,不可回头看,
this is God's way to exhort Lot. Don't get stuck.
所以神告诉他不要卡在这里。
Don't get stuck in that in-between.
不要站在这两处之间。
You leave the house to go to the store.
你离开你的家到店里去买东西。
You've left your home.
你离开了你的家了。
But the car broke down.
但是你的车坏了。
And there you are on the side of the road. You didn't get to the store yet. You're not at home anymore.
所以你现在已经在你家之外了，但你卡在路上，你还没有到店里去。
It's not a good place.
那个中间的过程不是一个好地方。
Not a safe place.
也不是一个安全的地点。
Amen.
Amen.
Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains.
要往山上逃跑。
Don't stay in the low place.
不要站在低洼之处。
God exhorts Lot and his family to flee to the mountains, the high place.
神警告罗德跟他的全家要往高处去。
The mountains where the holy prophets met God.
因为山上往往是许多先知遇见神的地方。
The mountains where the people of God worship the Lord.
Amen.
The place of meeting God, being alone with Him.
Verse 18.
Then Lot said to them, please know my lords.
罗德对他们说,我主啊,不要如此。
That word no and Lord don't go together very well, do they?
在第十八节,他一面又说主啊,但是又要告诉他如何做, 不要这样做。
Verse 19,
第十九节,
indeed now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me, and I die.
你的仆人已经在你眼前蒙恩,你又向我显出莫大的慈爱,救了我的性命。 我不能逃到山上去,恐怕这灾祸临到我,我便死了。
Lot and his family had escaped a bad situation.
罗德和他的全家逃离了一个将要灭亡的情况。
They had moved away from one place.
他们离开了原来的住处。
God in his mercy had brought them out into the plain.
因着神的怜悯,他们被带到了平原。
instructed them to go to the mountain.
神指示他们往山上逃。
But all of a sudden, Lot begins to pray.
但是呢，罗德这个时候开始祷告神了。
Please don't make me go to the mountains.
哦，主啊，不要如此，不要让我往山上去。
Lot was more afraid of the future.
所以罗德里面对着未来有更多的惧怕。
Than he was with the past.
比他对过去的惧怕更甚。
The past can be very familiar, amen?
因为过去是他所熟悉的，阿们吗？
I know some people that have stayed in bad situations or less than God's best situation.
有人在一个很不好的光景里面待了很久。
Simply because it was comfortable.
他们愿意留在虽然是不好的光景里，仅仅是因为他们觉得在那里他们很熟悉，很适应。
Simply because it was familiar.
因为他们很熟悉那个光景里的情况。
And God calls us to go in our faith in Him to go to unfamiliar places sometimes.
常常在信心里，神呼召我们到我们所不熟悉的地方去。
New places.
新的地方。
Things that are changing.
在那里是一个改变对我们而言。
And as I've already said, change can sometimes frighten us.
有时候改变会叫我们害怕。
We don't know what's awaiting us.
因为我们不知道前面等的是什么。
But we must beware of hesitating to enter into God's best.
但是我们要知道，当我们犹豫不决而不敢进入神所预备的最好的时候，
Simply because we're uncertain what lies there.
因为往往因为我们不知道前面等着的是什么。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Indeed, now your servant has found favor. Okay, I've already read that verse. I'm sorry, verse 20.
第二十节。
See now, this city is near enough.To flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my lord shall live.
看啊，这座城又小又近，容易逃到。这不是一个小的吗？求你容我逃到那里，我的性命就得存活。
Lot comes out of the city.
罗德离开了他的家。
Standing in the plain.
站在这个平原上。
The mountains in front of him.
那山就在他的眼前。
God says, go, flee to the mountains, the safe place.
神指示他往山上逃，那是安全的地点。
And a little bit, just a little ways away,
但是就在附近不远之处，
is a city called Zor.
有一个城市叫索尔。
The name Zor literally means small place, little place.
索尔这个名字事实上意思就是小，小的地方。
Now, I'm not talking about something small physically, necessarily.
现在不仅我们并不说是一个小城。
But it seemed that this Zor, this little city, was within reach.
但是呢，就对罗德而说，这个城市就在旁边。
It was an easy half step.
对他来说是一个很容易的半步。
It didn't challenge Lot to run there.
对他来说，逃到那里并不是很难的。
He could see it. He could almost touch it.
他可以看得见那个城市，甚至好像触手可及。
It seemed very convenient, so he wanted to go there rather than the mountain.
好像蛮方便的，所以呢，他的心里就宁愿到那里去，而不愿往高山上去。
After all, the mountains were tall, high.
因为山太高了。
It would take much energy, and it would be a challenge to go there.
对他来说要花很多的力量，而且是一个大的挑战。
Please, Lord, let me just go to the little city right here.
他就祷告神说，让我到这个附近的小城就好。
Let me do the convenient thing, the easy thing.
让我去这个比较方便的地方吧。
I recognize your mercy in moving me away from this place.
我知道是你的怜悯叫我离开那个被毁灭之城。
But please, Lord, don't make me go all the way to the mountaintop. Let me just go to the little city.
但是主啊，不要让我一直要爬到那个高山上去，就叫我到附近这个小城好。
Have you ever found yourself praying and trying to cut a deal with God like that?
你有没有发现你自己在生命中常向神有这样类似的祷告，想跟他讲价还价，让我们的生活容易一点？
Let's make a deal, Lord.
主啊，我们来讨价还价一下，我们来谈谈条件。
I know you're asking me to do this or to be that or calling me here.
我知道你要我做这个或叫我去做那个。
But isn't this little thing over here good enough?
但是这件事如何？这件事不是更容易一点吗？
Can't I fulfill your call on my life by just doing this?
我可不可以就是做这样就好了，就完成你在我生命里的呼召和旨意？
Is it really necessary to do that, God? I mean, that big thing there?
真有必要你叫我去做那么大一件事，那么麻烦一件事吗？
That thing I can't see or touch yet, the unseen?
那是我还看不见未来的一个使命呢。
Amen?
Amen.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思吗？
this has happened many, many times, I'm sure, many people in here.
我相信在座的许多人都有这样的经验。
In a time of change, we must beware.
当我们经过改变，在经历一个改变的时候，我们必须很明白。
When God gives us a way of escape, when God shows us what His perfect will for our life is,
当神带我们脱离一个危险，或向我们指示我们的未来的时候。
So often we pray, God, show me what to do. Show me where to go.
常常我们祷告神啊，告诉我当如何行，去哪里。
Please, please, God, show me what to do next.
主啊，让我知道下一步该怎么做。
And then when God breaks into our lives and shows us clearly where to go and what to do,
但当神进入我们的生命中，很清楚地指出我们未来的时候，
we are sometimes tempted to pray again.
有的时候我们就再继续祷告。
No, Lord, please, isn't there something else I can do?
就说啊，不要这样，没有别的事我可以做的吗？一定要这一件吗？
Not that, just the little city. Let me just go over here, it's convenient.
不要到高山上，就到附近这个小城就好了，方便多了。
Don't look back.
一面我们说不要回头看。
Look forward.
要看前面。
But set your eye on the thing that God is clearly saying.
但要把我们的眼目放在神清楚指示的地点。
Amen.
Amen.
Resist the temptation.
拒绝一切的挑战，一切的试探。
As we move forward,
当我们往前的时候,
we must take our thoughts captive. Amen?
我们一定要保护我们的心思。
We must keep them focused on what God wants us to look at.
叫我们的心专注在神所要我们专注的事。
There are times in our Christian walk when it's acceptable to look back and consider the past.
在我们基督徒的生命旅程里，有的时候是可以回头看的。
But I have found when God wants to build new faith in my heart and move me forward,
但当神在我里面要建立一个新的信心带我往前的时候，
sometime by the power of His Holy Spirit, He will remind me, now is not the time to look back.
我发现借着圣灵在里面的更新，神常提醒我说，现在不要回头看。
So just as we must take our thoughts captive not to look back,
所以当我们一面保守心思不要回头看的时候，
we must also take our thoughts captive,
同时我们还要保守我们心思在向前看的时候。
Not to focus on the wrong destination that lies ahead.
不要看在错误的那个目的地上。
Set our eyes up.
要把眼睛抬起来向上看。
Keep our eyes on the goal that God has set.
定睛在神所设的目标上。
Beware of adjusting the calling of God.
要知道神他的呼召是什么。
Just because it's a little easier to live with.
不要想呢说因为这个比较容易我们就要换一个目标。
Am I making sense this morning?
你们听得懂我的意思吗？
This is nothing new or groundbreaking, amen?
应该不是一个很新鲜的一个很奇特你们没有听过的信息。
But I believe it's probably just a good reminder of what we have heard and learned from the Lord many, many times before.
而是就着我们在跟随主的路上很多的经验今天是一个很好的一个提醒。
Verse 21. The Lord responds, the angel of the Lord responds to Lot.
天使对他说
And he said to him, See, I have favored you concerning this thing also.
这事我也应允你
In that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken.
我不轻覆你所说的这城
So it seems that the Lord concedes to that Zoar will be a city that will be protected.
好像神在这里答应他的祷告啊，同意他到这个小城去，这个城也不会被毁灭。
The Lord lets Lot know that that city Zoar, though it is not where he told him to run to, will be a place of some physical safety.
所以神等于是应许他到索尔这个城去，那在那里他有安全的保障。
Verse 22.
22节。
Hurry, escape there.
你要速速地逃到那城。
For I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar.
因为你还没有到那里，我不能做什么，因此那城名叫索尔。
Verse 21 and 22.
在这里21、22节。
As I meditate on these things.
当我在默想的时候。
They minister the fear of the Lord to my heart.
他们把向着神的一个敬畏放在我的心里。
What is sobering about these verses?
这些经节的宝贵
is the fact that the Lord allowed Lot to go there.
就是显出说神居然允许罗德逃到那里去。
This is another principle that I have seen worked out in my own life and other people's lives at times.
在我自己生命中还有其他人生命中，我也看见类似属灵的原则发生。
The Lord gives us clear direction after we have prayed for direction.
我们祷告求主显明未来，神给我们清楚的指示。
But yet we say, no, no, Lord, no. Isn't there another way?
但是当我们知道神的意思之后，我们又祷告主说不要这样，有没有别的办法？
We hesitate in the low place and argue with him about if that's really necessary.
我们站在低处与神摔跤，跟神谈条件。
Sometimes if you continue and persist to argue and resist what God has clearly said,
但当所以很多时候，当我们不断跟神在那里争辩，在讨价还价的时候。
He'll let you have something less than his best for you.
神会给你的一条路，但是呢，是比他当初给你的最好要差一点。
The mountaintop was not the place that God wanted Lot. I mean, the mountaintop was the place that God wanted Lot to go to.
因为神要罗德所去的乃是那个高山之处。
This little city Zoar was Lot's idea.
而索尔这个小城呢，乃是罗德想要去的。
And it is only because Lot was stubborn that God gave him permission to go there.
因为罗德他非常的固执，所以以至于神答应了他这个祷告。
Did that mean that God did not love Lot anymore?
这代表说神并不喜爱罗德吗？
No.
不是的。
Did that mean that God didn't care about him or want to show his mercy to him?
或者神不在乎罗德，不愿意把他的怜悯向他显出吗？
No, the Lord loved Lot and his family and his children. He wanted to be merciful to him.
神爱罗德和他的全家，也要向他们施恩和怜悯。
He continued to be merciful to him.
他继续向着他们有怜悯。
There was safety in Zoar.
这就是为什么索尔仍然是一个安全的地点。
But that little city of Zoar was not the perfect will of God for Lot and his family.
但是那样的城市不是神他最好的旨意为着罗德一家所预备的。
That's sobering, isn't it?
这岂不是叫我们被唤醒吗？
As God calls us and moves us forward in his will,
当神呼召我们带我们往前。
Beware of watering down and compromising the high call of God.
要小心，不要跟神讲价还价，以至于我们从神最高的旨意里降落。
I don't know your situation.
我不知道你所在的环境。
What God may be speaking to you about your personal calling.
或者神在你生命中有个人的呼召。
Maybe the Lord has called you to move your vocation. You may call you to one job.
他也许将你从你的工作里呼召出来。
And because you're afraid, you settle to do something that's a little more comfortable.
但是呢，也许你心中会害怕，因为你很习惯做你所会做的事。
Sometimes God wants to relocate us, and we'll go one place because it's more comfortable.
有的时候神叫我们迁移地点。
Then another place that may be a little more uncertain.
那我们很习惯我们原来的地方，到一个新的地方总是有许多不适应的情况，不确定的光景。
I don't know your situation.
我不知道你生命的故事是什么。
But do you understand how these principles can apply to many parts of our Christian life?
但是你了解吗？这一段经文里面许多属灵的原则可以应用在我们的生命里。
Even as an assembly,
甚至以教会而言。
I encourage you as God moves you forward in this new year.
我鼓励你们，当神在这新的一年里面带你们往前的时候。
Set your vision high.
把你们的意向定在高处。
Believe God for great things. Amen.
相信神要做大的事。阿门吗？
Mountaintop thing.
带我们到山上去。
Don't yield to the temptation of the enemy to stay in the plain.
不要屈于各样的试探，而接受仇敌的劝告说，就留在低处安全的地方就好。
Amen.
Amen.
As this new year begins, ask Him, what is the very best? What is your perfect will for us, Lord, as an assembly and as individuals?
在新的一年的时候，我们一起来到神面前说，主啊，就着整个全体的教会或者我们个人而言。带我们去的高处在哪里？
Let me read one more verse.
我们再读一个经节。
Philippians chapter
3. 腓立比书第三章。
Verses 13 and 14.
十三、十四节。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended.But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
Verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Let's keep our eye on Jesus. Amen.
将我们的眼目定在耶稣的身上。阿门吗？
The Lamb of God.
神的羔羊。
And all of His beauty, His love, and His mercy.
他的美丽，他的慈爱，他的怜悯。
The good things He wants to provide for you this year.
他在今年里面要为你预备的美事。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
定睛在耶稣身上。
Who is both the author and the finisher of your faith.
因为他是我们的信心创始成终者。
The one who began this new life.
他开始了我们美好的生命。
And the one who will finish this good work in you. Amen.
他也要在完成在我们美好生命中的事物。
Look forward, not behind.
向前看，不要向后看。
Not only do not look behind, but it's necessary to forget things behind sometimes.
不看后面，甚至要忘记过去。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's Is there anyone here that would like to receive prayer about this in your life?
有没有在座有认为任何一位愿意为着今天这样的信息来为要我们为你祷告的？
If you find yourself that you're a little bit stuck between the past where you've been and where God's taking you.
如果你觉得你现在在一个位置呢，好像你卡在神已经带你离开你的过去，但是你还没有到神要你去的新的地点。
The Lord in His mercy can help us to get moving again.
借着神的怜悯，神可以推动我们，抓住我们的手往前。
Perhaps you need God's help just to not look over your shoulder.
也许你正需要神来帮助你，好叫你不再往后看。
To take your thoughts captive.
来牢笼住我们的心思，保护我们的心思。
Amen. The Lord can help you.
神可以帮助我们。
And we can help each other too.
我们也可以彼此帮助。
Sometimes when a brother or sister begins to talk about those things that we have agreed that we don't need to visit.
很多时候我们彼此比如说交通呢同意说有些事情我们不做。
Husbands remind their wives, wives remind their husbands, amen?
丈夫要提醒你的妻子，妻子提醒你的丈夫。
Let's not go there.
今天早上我们不用谈那个。
God wants to help us to move forward. That is the will of God, without question or without doubt.
但是毫无疑问，神的旨意是要带我们往前，不是吗？
I don't know how you would want to respond this morning if that was if you need prayer.
我不知道你们要如何回答我这个问题，就是说你需要被带到吗？
Why don't we do this? Why don't you, if you're comfortable with this, why don't you just stand up where you're at?
如果你不介意的话，我们来做这样的一件事，请你站起来。
If you want prayer for this.
如果你希望被祷告的话。
And if nobody wants prayer, that's okay too.
没有关系，如果你不觉得需要被带祷也可以的。
But if you're struggling, I want us to give you to have an opportunity to receive prayer this week.
但如果你正在神面前挣扎学习的时候，我们要为你祷告。
Amen.If you need God's help to for maybe forget some things behind you,
如果你需要神来帮助你忘记一些事情，
we want to make an opportunity to pray.
我们也希望借着的机会为您祷告。
I'm just going to pray a little bit right now.
现在我花一点时间为大家祷告。
And if, as God pulls on your heart,
当神在你的心里激动你的时候，
just stand up.
你就可以站起来。
Remember, if the Lord is dealing with your heart this morning,
如果神在你的心中工作，
that is a good sign that he wants to do something about it this morning.
那很好，那表示神要在今天早晨在你的生命里做一些事。
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for the fellowship, the assembly here of the saints.
主啊，为了早晨在这里的聚会，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you for new years and new opportunities.
为了新的一年，新的机会，我们感谢你。
And we just thank you for the new things you're doing with this congregation.
我主，我为你在这个教会所做的事感谢你。
God, we thank you for each and every individual here.
为了每一位在座的。
And we thank you, God, that you're the one that gives us fresh starts and new beginnings.
我们感谢你，因为你是那位给我们新的开始的一位神。
Thank you, Jesus. Got two sisters right there. The people that are standing right there by, why don't you just come up alongside him and put your arm around him and pray for him.
两位姊妹站起来，请你附近的弟兄姊妹到他们旁边，为他们一起祷告。
Don't feel uncomfortable. This is fine. This is what the church is for. Amen.
Amen. 不要不好意思，因为神的家就本当如此，不是吗？
When we're afraid, we can look at each other and tell each other that. Amen.
当我们心里有惧怕、忧虑的时候，我们可以彼此来倾诉的。阿门吗？
I was at a meeting not too long ago with college students.
我前不久在跟大学年轻人在一起。
There was a young girl that had accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord the day before.
有一位女孩子在我们当中才在日前接受了耶稣基督做她的救主。
And she told me and my wife that she was afraid.
她告诉我和我的太太说她很害怕。
She was afraid what people would say or people would think or what she should do.
她怕别人对她所该做的事有什么意见或有什么样的想法。
And she asked us just to hold her hand and pray with her.
So, 她要求我们握着她的手为她祷告。
So she could have the courage to move forward.
所以她能够得到勇气继续往前。
We all need that many times, amen?
很多时候我们都需要这样的鼓励，不是吗？
So if you're afraid about moving forward or you've been hesitating again, stand up and receive prayer.
如果你心中为着往前有什么惧怕的话，你可以站起来，我们一起来祷告。
Well, let's continue to pray. We'll pray for our sisters, amen?
Amen.
And anybody else who wants prayer this morning?
还有没有人需要有人为你祷告的？
Thank you, Jesus.
我们现在为我们姊妹们祷告。
God, we just thank you for our sisters' humility, their honesty, God, about their need.
Hallelujah.
God, we ask you to do a special work in their life.
Amen.
God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your goodness,
yes,
your kindness, Jesus. God, we thank you that you're worthy and that you watch us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, God, that you walk beside us
Amen.
And help us through every dark place, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God, we thank you that you'll help us into new things and birth new things in us, God. Thank you, God. God, I thank you for the fellowship here. I just ask that it would be blessed and just reach all of its potential in you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that the saints would be encouraged, the brothers and sisters would be encouraged to move forward, and they would resist the temptation to look
Amen.
Back, God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We know that this is your will, God. We know this is your perfect will for everyone here, in Jesus' name.